I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. It's looking a little ominous outside. I don't think we're supposed to get any rain until at least the weekend, but yesterday was such a great day.
It was.
It's going to be gorgeous. I'm sure it'll be 75 and sunny where you are, Bryn. Don't worry.
That sounds about right, but I feel for you guys. You know, I'm always thinking about my loved ones in other cities.
Right. It's nice can't of you, help, but, you the know, way you...
The you way know, you it's just a kind about. Heart in me that I can't help but...
Yes.
Even though it's paradise out here. It's wonderful.
Sorry, not a cloud in the sky, huh? Over Millbrae?
You know, I think I see a cloud, clouds. But that's probably like San Bruno.
Just a fluffy... Oh, I see. It's over in
the
town.
The neighboring city, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. I see. Mm-hmm. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Alice973 Instagram page. Follow the Alice973 Instagram account and see what's happening on the station. You can see Sarah and Vinny's clips of the day, James' musical adventures, see what V Hale's up to. Everything for you is at the Alice973 Instagram. Check us out over here. The authorities. Oh my God. When I was little, my mom would always go, "You better stop that or I'm going to tell the authorities." And they were so scary. Like, who are these authorities?
That worked on you, huh?
Oh, yeah. Totally worked. You know, I think that you were a different breed, Vinny. Like, you know, mm-hmm. Really, I can't even imagine that. Well, your mom got through it somehow, but you.
Yeah.
And actually.
Well, listen,
you were
I'm going to tell
good
you something,
one,
too.
Because you got the younger brother.
My brother, Jan, was way worse than me. So
there you go.
I always had a pullback. There was always a point, no matter what I did, where I was like, I don't want to be brain damaged. I don't want to be. I don't want to paralyze myself. I don't want to, you know, like every kind of, somewhere in the back of my mind was, I want to be gnarly, but I don't want to be wheelchair now gnarly, you know, like I don't want to do that to myself.
Right.
So I always had sort of a little.
You had a check. That's good.
My brother Jan didn't have any of that. Even when it came to the authorities, he'd be like, it was beyond belief the way
He's
that guy
wild,
didn't
your
give
brother.
One.
Your brother Jan. Anyway.
Yeah.
The authorities.
Back to the authorities. Right.
They want to see the black box from Tiger Woods' SUV. Apparently, cars have these black boxes now.
Yeah.
Not all
I've
cars.
I've known that.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about this. I've known that they can go like into your GPS data and see where you've been, and if they're looking for a car, they can sometimes track it. But we always hear about the black box in relation to airplanes.
Airplanes,
you know, you need
right.
that flight recorder, and now there's a drive recorder. Some newer vehicles have these similar devices, and the SUV that Tiger Woods was driving when he crashed had one. We said this was a Hyundai, right? Wasn't it?
It was like a Genesis, which was the sponsor of the golf tournament that he was at. He wasn't golfing, I don't believe. I think
no,
he was making an appearance.
Right.
The Genesis, that thing got tweaked, too.
Right. So that's the high-end Hyundai?
Apparently.
Yeah, I'm not sure I know anything.
Each of these brands that we're familiar with has a like Infiniti is, I think, Nissan, Lexus is Toyota, and Genesis, it sounds like, is the luxury brand of Hyundai.
So
I
this.
It's under the, it's the make is Hyundai and the model is the Genesis. So it's the Hyundai
Genesis.
Oh, it's
Hyundai Genesis?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I thought Genesis was another brand. Anyway, whatever the case may be.
I don't know what the deal is with this car. I've never heard of it. I'm not looking for cars, so I don't know anything about cars these days. You know how when you start looking for something new, you like start looking at others, then you suddenly feel like, oh, yes, I've seen that model, that make and model. So this is an SUV that has this device in it. And when he crashed, if you don't know, about a week ago, maybe a little more than that. Was it 2 weeks ago? He got in a very, Tiger Woods got into an extremely serious crash, like, you know, flew off the road. He was going 100 miles an hour, multiple flips, survived the thing, but his leg is crushed on his way. It's 7 o'clock in the morning on his way to some golf course where he was going to meet up with some other golf stars and hang out. Or actually, it might have been like Peyton Manning or something.
Yeah, he had a few things he was doing.
So the authorities just executed a search warrant. They want that black box from the car. It sounds like they're just trying to reconstruct the accident. But it's possible they're looking for something specific to either prove that it was Tiger's fault or that something went wrong with the vehicle. But either way, I think the takeaway here for me is there's a black box in your car? That's crazy.
You know, I really loved, there was, and I can't think of the kid's name, but he won a recent golf tournament. I think it was last weekend. And he spoke about Tiger at his sort of, I don't know if it's a press conference or whatever, but he almost kind of welled up as he was like, I love Tiger Woods. He's why I golf. And I just want to let him know I'm thinking of him. And, you know, we lost Kobe. And he just had this really eloquent, wonderful speech that I imagine Tiger heard, and it made him feel great. But on top of that, that weekend, all the golfers wore Tiger's red and black, which is kind of one of the neatest things maybe I've ever heard in golf ever.
Tiger saw that and was moved. I mean, that was, he said it was a surprise to him, and he turned on the TV and there it was. And he just thought, oh my God. And truthfully, when you think about the stuff that he's gone through and how far his star fell and how he became the butt of every joke on every late night show, to have gotten back to a point where now he sees everyone in his sport honoring him. Mm-hmm. It had, you know, he's a human being. We all make mistakes. Some of us really publicly, and some of us terrible, terrible mistakes. But they are that. That's why I'm very anti the cancel culture. There's some people, I guess, that deserve to be canceled, and it's things that are reprehensible. But a lot of times people are canceled because they misspoke. And like you said, they don't get a second chance, or their apology wasn't good enough, or whatever it is. And, you know, I agree with you. People should get a chance to make it better.
Look, where I'm coming from is I've made mistakes. I'm a drunk. And I've made mistakes, and I'm not proud of it. And I've been given second chance, and I've benefited from that. And I would like to think that people who've made mistakes can come back from that. But, you know, not everybody wants to. Some people are who they appear to be, and that's not good. So
that is true. And sometimes you give people a second chance, and they just take a on it.
Right.
I mean, they're just, and you think, wow, well, at least I gave you. I gave you a chance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Oz, turns out he's a real doctor.
He's not just one on
TV. I had my doubts. Right. Well, you know, he was hawking all those herbs and crap. Remember, he had to testify in front of Congress. He apparently saved a guy's life at the airport. So the original story from TMZ is that Dr. Oz was at the Newark airport, and a man collapsed face down at baggage claim, and he was there at the right place in the right time. Sources close to Dr. Oz say he rolled the man over. This was Monday night, cleared his airway, gave him CPR before using a defibrillator that the airport staff brought to him. The guy flatlined, and Oz shocked him back to life. They say he set it to the highest shock value, and the guy came back to life.
Wow.
So probably a heart attack, I'm guessing. He's recovering, the man, at a New Jersey hospital, doing okay, awaiting test results, etc. And Dr. Oz is in touch with the man's wife. It gets a little weird when there's some photos from the scenes of the medical emergency, and Dr. Oz isn't in them.
You know, my first thought, which is pathetic, my first thought is, oh, ratings must be down. He had someone drop in an airport, and he was just happened to be there.
You know, TMZ is not really calling it out. But they are saying, and I'm looking at the picture, and there's a guy. I see him, and he's blurred out. They blurred him out. And I don't see any arrows pointing to, here's where Dr. Oz is. He's not. Anyway, Dr. Oz then to the rescue, you know, he gets in there, apparently, allegedly. And he's, you know, talked to TMZ, telling them all the details of his heroics. He says the man had no pulse, was turning a horrible color, had foam coming out of his mouth. He started the CPR, and then he was able to clear the man's airway, and the defibrillator arrived.
For the record, if I hadn't been there, he'd be dead. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I saved a man's life.
Yep. I mean, that's great. It is great, but it's also...
He does say he couldn't have saved a man's life without the help of the Port Authority police. They apparently kept everyone at bay and made sure that the defibrillator got there in time. And Dr. Oz says, oh, I didn't tell the cop helping me who I was. I just said I was a doctor. So what mm-hmm. a hero. My God, it's amazing. Gets right on TMZ. Yeah. Way to go, Dr. Oz. I mean, look, I'm sure he did help this guy. But it is, I'm like, where is he? He's not in the picture. That's weird.
True hero. He got up and left.
Yeah, right. He was invisible. He's an invisible doctor hero. Yeah,
well, normally TV doctors know how to find the lens.
It's true, Vinny. I mean, that's the first thing you look for. Okay, I'm sorry. Who's got the camera?
Right.
Hugh Grant, who just played a doctor on TV. He was a pediatric cancer doctor on The
He was
Undoing.
Pretty good in that.
He's really good in that. Oh, so you did see the end, and you were fine with the ending, right?
I liked the ending. I would have had a problem if they had tried to do something sneaky and suddenly, because none of the hints were big enough for anything else. They just weren't.
Right. It had to be, right, except the one part with the kid where you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, that was a good, like, sort of throw. Anyway, yes, I liked it. And I thought Hugh Grant was good. And I thought Nicole Kidman was good. I didn't think it was great, but it was a good watch.
So I have his next piece that's coming up here. And
what was the name of that, real quick?
The Undoing.
The Undoing.
Is that an HBO thing?
I don't know what I watched on anymore.
Apparently, I know. Honestly, because most of us can talk into our remotes, it doesn't matter what the thing is on because your TV will show you.
Take you there.
Will take you there, whatever the app might be or whatever. But it's frustrating when you kind of know the name and you're trying and maybe this has to be open and let me go. You know, you'll find it. Don't worry.
Or
Google
you're
it.
Two and... The thing just doesn't hear you saying Blippi over and over again. Blippi?
It's saying Blippi. I can't help you with that.
Blippi?
I can't find that. Hugh Grant, Sophia Lillis, she played Beverly in the It movie. She's a little girl Beverly. You know the one I'm talking about?
Is that the redhead?
The redhead, little girl.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I want to say I just saw her in something else too, but I can't remember what it was. Chris Pine. Michelle Rodriguez, Justice Smith, and Nicole Regé-Jean-Page is in this.
Oh, really?
Oh, for crying out loud.
This is, and by this, I mean...
Oh, I thought she meant that was like somebody who's related to him. Nicole Regé-Jean-Page is in this. Oh, my God.
Nicole Regé-Jean-Page is in this.
A female version. What does she look like?
Why, he had a
she
sister. Let's look her up.
She looks just like him, but no mustache and beard. No beard. Looks just like him, though. So Hugh Grant has been cast as the main antagonist in a big budget feature adaptation of Dungeons and Dragons. Nerd alert! Nerd alert! Nerd alert! I'll watch this.
Show me hands. Who here out of the four of us on our Zoom call has ever played Dungeons and Dragons?
I have played it, but like one time, and then because my friend Vicky's brother had a whole setup, and so he was trying to show us how to. So I sort of was there for that. I guess that's not technically playing.
None of us have played it.
Yeah,
I don't even know anybody that plays it.
Well, the kids on Stranger Things, obviously.
I knew some kids in school who carried the weird dice, die, whatever,
the dodecahedron or whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever. But I never. Oh, good. You have dice in your pocket. weird ones that mean nothing. Die. Okay.
It's definitely not for everyone. However, dungeons, yes. Dragons, yes. Oh, wizards, right. Yes. Mages, yes. Trolls, yes. I'm yes on
mages?
All these things.
Mages?
I don't know, magicians is a mage. Got it. I don't know. Okay.
Sounds like you do know.
Well, it sounds like one of those words from the trope of Dungeons and Dragons. So anyway, they're doing a big budget picture on this. I'm excited because who doesn't want to see? I miss dragons. I haven't seen really a dragon for a while. Actually, that's not true. Last weekend, I watched Monster Hunter with Mila Jovovich. And there were dragons in that. And I went, oh, dragons. I love dragons. So Dungeons and Dragons. Again, starring Hugh Grant, Sophia Lillis, who was Beverly, Chris Pine, one of the Hollywood Chrises, Michelle Rodriguez, Justice Smith, and Ricky Jean Page. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, just when I thought this couldn't get any better, Ricky Jean Page is in it. This is amazing. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Nicole, is it going to take Reggae Jean Page more than 3 dates or what?
No. Oh, we're getting
by the
to
way,
it.
A ton of people, we didn't get to the text yesterday on that, but a ton of people wrote in on the how many dates, and the 3-date rule is very much in play for most grown-ups. Like that was the overwhelming text was, 3 dates. Yeah.
If you get to the 3rd date and you're thinking there will be more of these dates, why wouldn't you? Unless your legs aren't shaved, and then you wouldn't.
Yeah.
Oops, I forgot to shave my legs.
That takes
this
work.
Did go better than I expected. There may be a 4th date.
There were definitely people, though, who wrote in and said, I'm like Sarah. I'm a 1st date girl. And I was like, all right.
Wasting time for. I'm a grown-up. You're a grown-up. You want to do it? What are we waiting for? I'm probably not going to see you again. So now or never. Let's do this.
Jesus. Or you could. You could save the piece of paper with his number on it and call him another time.
No, I'm leaving. I'm out of town. I'm going to leave.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Thanks for coming to the show. Thank you.
Oh, this is Touring Sarah. Got it.
Well, Touring Sarah was Slut Sarah. Oh, it was a good time. It was a fun time to be alive. Escaped pretty much unscathed, too. I mean,
pretty much? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, I had a run in or two, but. Nothing that couldn't be cured with antibiotics.
Oh!
I thought it was like the law or something.
No.
There's
no
a
running
truth
the law.
Bomb, everyone.
Everything I did was totally above board. Well, most of it. Actually, that's completely not true. I just realized I was a drug addict. Hilarious. Anyway.
Well, look. Cocaine is addictive in and of itself. Like
it
you
is.
Don't have to be an addicted personality to
all
get
I had turned out all
coke.
I had to do was get away from it. And then, it was all, as soon as it wasn't in my face at every moment, I was like, oh, isn't that weird? I stopped thinking about it after a couple of days. No problem. I'm sure I'm completely over it. The Birdcage, which is what is it, La Cage aux Folles? It's a French comedy, and it was made into
It's one of Robin Williams' greatest movies.
And that's what we're going to talk about. So
and
the Birdcage.
Hank Azaria is unbelievable in that movie.
Agreed. It's been out 25 years.
I love that he can't wear shoes. That's just so stupid.
Who can't? Hank?
Hank Azaria, I think.
What's his,
and
what's
I'm
his name
the,
in that?
I don't
He's
remember.
He's got it like, Flaunty or something.
I can't remember, but I do love that movie.
It's absolutely great. I actually, we started watching, you know who's terrible in that? Everyone who isn't one of the main characters. Like the kid, the kids grow, just get them all out. Just more of Robin Williams and Nathan Lane. So 25 years later, here we are still talking about The Birdcage based on some French comedy. So... It was supposed to be a very different movie. Like, I don't know how... Maybe they would have had the same script because it is based on another story. But it was supposed to star Robin Williams and Steve Martin. And Robin was going to play the hysterical partner, Albert. And Steve Martin was going to play Armand, the more grounded the person that Robin Williams wound up playing. So Steve Martin said, I can't do it. I got to bow out. And Robin said, I would rather play the straight man, if you... pardon the pun, to Nathan Lane's hilarity. So Nathan Lane was brought in to play Albert. And then there was a point where it looked like Robin was not going to be able to do it, and Billy Crystal was going to jump in, and so was Robert Redford. Like, how different would that movie have been with Robert Redford and Nathan Lane, or Robert Redford and Billy Crystal? Like, what?
Hank Azaria, by the way, was named Agador.
Agador. Agador. Agador. Oh, God, he's just so great. Obviously, Robin came back, and he and Nathan absolutely, like, that movie is just all time. It's so, even just the setting, I love the whole thing. It's great. I'm always looking at the beautiful.
You know what? I'm
going to
rewatch this week.
Oh, that's a great idea, Vin.
I'm rewatching this
week.
Well,
you're rewatching some stuff. If you're going to watch Close Encounters of the Third Kind, why wouldn't you go to the Birdcage?
Right.
God, that movie's so good. No! I'm home! So good. I'm completely out of time. Vincent, what is coming up in the news?
Comic-Con has been canceled, and as the reporter was letting everyone know, there at the scene in San Diego,
yeah,
a crime breaks out. Boom, crazy boom, story. Boom. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.